The KCIS Ministry of the Month.
And the KCIS Ministry of the Month for September is Key Life with Steve Brown. Based in Key West, Florida, Steve Brown has been teaching on KCIS since the early 80s. He's a seminary professor, and besides hosting a daily teaching show on KCIS, he also hosts Steve Brown Etc. Saturday nights at 11. It's an entertaining hour of conversation about the culture. Hear Key Life with Steve Brown weekday mornings at 6:30 and his program Steve Brown Etc. Saturday nights at 11. Recently, Steve teaching on the Book of Acts and the Apostle Paul's defense of the gospel and things to keep in mind as we share our faith.
We're looking at Acts now. We're looking at the defense of Paul and how sterling it was. Clearly, he was not defending himself. He didn't care. He was presenting Christ, and he saw this as a major opportunity to do so. In fact, God had told him that he was going to go to Rome. Didn't tell him how it was going to happen, and it was not a very pleasant way to go to Rome. But he knew that his business was to be there for them. And it's very clear as you look at his defense before kings and potentates and rulers. Paul is seeing it as an opportunity to present Christ. And I was asking the question, why don't we do that too? And I moved the previous question. If you were listening yesterday, it was because we're afraid of what people will think about us. Acts 26:24, and as he thus made his defense, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, you're crazy. Your great learning is turning you mad. Festus didn't know it, but Paul wasn't on trial. He had already been tried and found guilty in a much larger and bigger court than the one over which Festus ruled. And his attorney, was the best you can get. Just when he was about to be condemned, Jesus came up, put his arm around Paul's shoulder and said, Father, I took care of all of that on the cross. And so Paul had already been tried. He had already been found guilty, and he had already been set free. So he wasn't being tried by Festus. Festus was being tried by him. There's another reason why our witness isn't like the Apostle Paul's witness, and that is that we really think that God needs some help. We forget about a sovereign God. Let me tell you something. God doesn't need you at all. As we've gone through all of this, which is essentially the witness of evangelism in the defense that we have, as we've gone through this particular material, it kind of sounded like it all depended on us. Listen to me, I've got some good news for you. Nothing depends on you. Jesus was doing fine before you were born. He'll be doing fine if he tarries in his return long after you die. His work will be done. It will be done well. The history of what is happening in the world will take place exactly as God has ordained it. Things will be as they are, and they are the way a sovereign God has determined that they be. And he doesn't need your help, but he likes you. He lets you come along and see him as he does his work in the lives of the people before whom you make your defense.
And the KCIS Ministry of the Month for September is Key Life with Steve Brown. Hear Key Life with Steve Brown weekday mornings at 6:30 and his program Steve Brown Etc. Saturday nights at 11.
The KCIS Ministry of the Month.